This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I would say it's a wonderful day, but you know, this weather up and down's getting me down.
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, I think the temperature just dropped and dropped and dropped, and we had to pull out winter coats and winter boots and all that business.
I know. I mean, I just am shocked that it went from 90 degrees down to 50-something.
Yeah.
And now today it's back up again.
Yeah, and then they say that next week should be probably back near 90 again.
That's enough to make anybody sick.
It does. This is the kind of weather that makes you sick. It makes you want to experience fall and have some hot cider and a big bowl of chili.
That's right. I mean, I just don't know what to think.
Yeah.
West Texas weather, you know, just keeps changing.
Yeah.
It's never the same, more than a day.
Well, I guess it provides nice variety. Within 3 or 4 days, you can experience 3 or 4 different seasons.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know how many seasons I want to experience. Oh, my gosh. You know, I like fall, but I don't like winter.
Yeah.
And I want it to separate itself out.
Yeah.
You know, give me a chance here.
Yeah.
Let's have just fall for, you know, a few more weeks.
Sure.
And then when winter has to come, all right.
Yeah, maybe a little snow on Christmas Eve, and then all go away on the 25th.
Man, if you could do that, you know, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll happen. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy College.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find all kinds of data from past investments. You can find testimonials and all kinds of things. Faye, I want to get right to the big news that you have to share this week.
Well, you know, we've been talking about, we had a large policy that we thought was going to mature any time. It has matured for $11 million.
Wow.
There's 50 people in that policy. They made a lot of money. They made 25% in 12 months.
Wow.
Now, anybody, if you can do better than that, I'll throw in with you that I don't believe they can.
Wow.
25% in 12 months. Let me repeat that. I don't want anyone to misunderstand that it was 25%.
That's amazing.
In 12 months. That's a lot of money.
That really is a lot of money. And it's a lot of people involved in that.
A lot of people.
Too.
There's 50 people that got the good news on Friday that the policy had matured. You know, we kept saying it was about to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the call on Thursday afternoon, and Friday morning we let everybody know.
Wow.
Yes. We verified it 3 ways before we told them, you know, to be sure it was.
Yeah.
Mr. Whitworth did pass away, and he had tongue and tonsil cancer, and it did do him under. And, you know, they said he had 24 months. He did not have 24. He had 12.
Wow.
Yes.
So it came in early.
He came way early. Made a lot of money in that short length of time. A lot of people had a lot of money in this. I had clients that made $150,000. I had clients that made $40,000. Everybody made a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm really appreciative of it, and I'm glad we did it. And we're going to do it again.
Sure. Now, you said it was tongue and tonsil cancer.
Yes, it was.
I don't recall those being one of the major things that you look for.
No, it wasn't. When we bought it, it was unusual, but it was two kinds of cancer of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought at the time, this is going to really be fast. But, you know, I thought maybe 20 months, you know, or 18.
Yeah.
But it came in 12 months. Tongue and tonsil cancer, I'm realizing more all the time, is really, really serious.
Yeah, it's much more serious than probably what we once knew.
I think it is. And Dr. Kaufman here in town, I was talking to him. He's a dentist. He's a client of ours. If you need implants or anything else, go see Dr. Kaufman. Anyway, I was talking to him this week, and he says when people come in, he checks them for that.
I didn't know there was a check for that. I didn't realize they could do that.
Well, apparently they can. And I don't know if these are people that smoked, if they chewed tobacco, or, you know, if it was secondhand. I don't know what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that, you know, he got it, and he knew he needed to sell his life insurance policy. He wanted to settle up with his estate right then, which he did.
Yeah.
But it was fast moving.
Wow, that's amazing. That's fantastic for all those the folks who were invested in that.
Yes, it was. So they're excited about it, that they will be able to put their money in another policy. And instead of one policy for 24 months, this will enable them, you know, to do another policy in that short length of time.
Yes, make more money this year.
They will make a lot more money this year than they had intended.
So how many, I assume you've got plenty of policies right now that are available, right?
We have more policies right now than we've ever had in our life. And most of them are short-term, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had this many really short-term.
By short-term, you mean?
12 to 15 months.
Okay.
We've never had that. Usually all of ours are 24 to 30, which I love, because usually a 24-month policy is going to come in early.
Yeah.
And these 12-month ones, if they come in early, then, you know, it really is short.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they will, because they're pretty short the way it is. But I've got several that are 15 months, several that are 12, and I'm looking at another one that's 10 months.
Really?
But we've never had this many short policies. So right now, a person could get in a 12-month or a 15-month policy instantly.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because we have plenty of policies. You couldn't come in and give me too much money that I couldn't fill it.
You've got a place to put it.
I have a place to put it right now. And really good policy maturities. These are cancers that are the most prevalent, mm-hmm. like colon cancer. We have some that are colon cancer. We have some breast cancer that they're not using a traditional treatment again.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we've already had two this year mature that the lady wouldn't use traditional treatment.
Now, usually some would say that the smart thing to do is try the traditionals, and then you start experimenting with other things. But some people don't do that. They do it backwards.
They do, and that's what kills them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to try, especially if it's in the lymph nodes. You know, you've got to do surgery. You've got to do radiation. You've got to do chemotherapy. You've got to do what you can to save your life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they get into wanting to go to Mexico, or they go to South America, and because they know chemo is not pleasant, let's face it.
Yeah.
So they won't do it, and therefore they die a lot sooner.
So you get these policies, and for those who don't quite understand how the whole process works, you get these policies from folks who have been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Yes.
They need to sell their policies, and then how does it go from there?
Well, of course, when they come to us, you know, if it's a million or more, you know, we've got to get two opinions. Mm-hmm. We require that. And so then we look at those. We see how they, if we've got two opinions, what each one thinks. You know, if it's not real close, then we are going to look at it really hard. But most of them are, you know, if one says 18 months, the other's going to say 24 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be very far apart. If they are, well, we're going to do more research.
Yeah.
But we like to research it. We want to be sure what we've got. You know, I did that one last year that was 30 months. Nobody believed me, but it came in early.
Really?
Yes. I had a feeling about it. I kept reading between the lines that the man was really critically ill.
So you saw something that most people didn't.
I did. And when it came in early, I went back and reread it and showed people,
mm-hmm.
you know, that this is what I saw to start with. Yeah. I looked at when it started, what the treatments have been, and how sick they're telling me he really is.
So you have done this long enough, what, 16 years?
We've been in business 16 years.
So you have been looking at these policies, and you've seen patterns, and you've seen trends, and you know the things that you're looking for. So you can look at these, and these are not just guesses. You're not flipping a coin.
No, if you did that, you'd be out of business in about a month.
Yeah.
We're looking at the experts. We're looking at what they're saying. And you're supposed to pay attention to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you read it, Now, a lot of times the clients will just look at it, oh, it's this kind of cancer. Now, that's all they do. But me, I'm going to read it and read it till I fully understand what they're telling me. You know, they're telling me this person is too weak to go to work anymore. They've had to quit work. You know? Wow. They've went to the hospital. They're having to have blood transfusions. It's so bad. And you have to read all that.
Yeah.
So then you make a determination. Do we want to bid on that policy?
So you go through them in extreme depth.
Yes. And then if I bid on it, I'm trying to get it.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it just for fun. I'm buying it for my clients where they can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And most of ours, as you know, are IRAs.
Yeah.
So it's all tax deferred when they make this money. And that goes back to Whitworth. Most of those people are in an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them will not be paying taxes for years to come.
That's great.
So you make more money that way.
Sure.
Because then the taxes are when you're in a lower tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a lot.
And then they can take their minimum
distributions.
Yes. And then they can take that and then invest it in other policies. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
It does. And every time we do a rollover, you know, it helps you because mm-hmm. you're going to get to that doubling your money quicker.
Yeah.
You know, and if it, as long as it's early, you know, you've got an advantage over other people.
So what is some of the main cancers that you look for?
Well, colon cancer is the most serious. They say it's the deadliest.
Mm-hmm.
Pancreatic cancer is the ones that we really strive to get. They're hard to get. Pancreatic cancer, usually they last about 12 months.
Okay.
We had one last year, that large one. He didn't even last that long.
Really?
But pancreatic cancer, most of them cannot be operated on.
Oh, really?
No, most of them are inoperable.
I didn't know that.
If they're able to operate on it, usually it'll give you 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But if they're unable to operate, it's going to be 9 or 12 months.
So are you seeing a pattern where, you know, maybe not officially, but maybe in your own mind, you're starting to think that maybe we should add things like tongue cancer to the list of things that we look for, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, I don't know. We're not seeing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
We just bought another one that is tongue and tonsil cancer. But we don't see a lot of that. Now, we bought several this year that are brain cancer.
Really?
And people believe that they got it all when they do brain cancer. I would never believe that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've had some that had it. They've already come due. Because there's always these little pieces in there, those little cells.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come back fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And then we've had some that it metastasized to the brain. It started in the lungs or the chest or stomach. And it's going to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
So when it starts to spread, it usually does go to the brain. We've bought several that I bought one and nobody understood the policy. I'm still shaking my head.
Really?
And I put my money in it because I did understand the policy. It started out with multiple melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I read a little farther. Okay. It's went to the rib cage. They've had to put a brace on him because the ribs have got cancer in them.
Really?
And then it's in the stomach. And people missed all this.
And that's what you get from doing this for so many years. You've been there, you've seen that, you know what to look for.
And I saw this. I said, this man's a lot sicker than what the people are reading about.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, and I know, if it's already in your ribs and it's already in your stomach, you're not going to survive it.
Yeah.
See, it started out with just multiple melanoma, so people thought, well, that's not that serious. Well, I've seen people with multiple melanoma, like in the shoulder, and lots of times they don't realize that root runs halfway across their back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a killer. If it's just a little skin deal, no, you're probably not going to die. But if it's really multiple and it's really serious, then you're not going to make it. Because if it has already spread to other organs, that's what's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because the cancer, when it's in your ribs and in your stomach, you're not going to survive.
It's deep inside your
system.
That's
what I'm saying. It's in the skeleton.
Yeah.
And they said that the chemo was no longer working.
Hmm.
People didn't read that. They didn't read that far down. Chemo is no longer working.
Wow.
It says this is an aggressive cancer.
And people just missed it.
They missed it completely.
Wow.
and I took up the slack.
Well, thank goodness they have your eyes on these reports.
Yes, I put my money in this when some other people turned it down because I said, my gosh, this guy won't make it.
Yeah.
You know, when it says this is an aggressive cancer, folks, and they say that the chemo is not working, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's, in other words, it's past everything. So anyway, I will make the profit on that.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you see these reports and you're going through them and people do miss these things, how does it work? Do you, and not having been through the process myself, I don't know. So I'm just kind of guessing here. Do you put a piece of paper in front of them and say, okay, here's this policy. Go ahead and read it and let me know. Or do you go through it and
what
say,
I did after I'd sent out the information and some of them turned it down. I sent it to him, and I said, this is what's really wrong. Did you miss all this?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them came back, okay, I'll go in it.
Okay.
But, you know, they missed it completely. This man is really sick, and people just kind of, oh, he doesn't look sick.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Now, the others, all these that are so easy to read, these that are 10 and 12 months, they can't mistake that.
Yeah.
You know, they know that those people are going fast. So everybody jumped in those.
Sure.
But we do have more policies than we've ever had in our life. People that don't already have money with us, they should be putting it with us because on 12 months, they're going to make 12%. On the 15 month, when they're going to make 18%.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's an amazing thing. And we've got a lot of them right now. But I feel for this week. I'd sent out messages to people. Would you like to get it? Some of them have already missed those first three because the time they got back to me, I had them filled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I do have a few more. And if they want in them, they need to call, bring money, and get in those policies.
And what number do they call?
877-588-3330. And, you know, they need to not procrastinate.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and we're talking about life insurance policies that you can invest in. Let me ask you, when people first come to you and they say, okay, what have you got on the table? Do you present like a kit, or do you find out a little bit about them, what policy would be best for them, or and then customize, you know, things that they might be interested in? How does the process work when someone
first
comes
in? Well, the
first
thing you have to do is get them an account opened.
Mm-hmm.
So that first time or second time, whenever they come, we're going to open an account at the bank.
Okay.
And then we have to roll the money over. In other words, if it's a 401k, they have to go to their HR department and roll that over to the bank. So we can't do anything yet. We don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a rollover, or if it's an IRA, it's going to be a transfer. So that money has to get to the bank before we can invest it. Now then, let's say it's coming out of their checking account. They can invest it immediately.
Okay.
Because if it comes out of the checking account, it's cash. The other has to be turned to cash.
Okay.
So that's the way that works.
So it goes, if it's rolling over, then it will basically sit in an account until you disperse it into the policies that they're investing
in. That's right. And so as soon as we know that it's there, we contact them and say, you know, that two or $300,000 you're giving us is in the bank. I'm going to send you out some policies, and you need to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
So we send it out, get an approval on it, and then we're off to the races.
Okay.
Then we're doing it.
Tell me a little bit about page 14, because I know that's a wealth of information.
Page 14 is the most important part of your contract. What page 14 does is it tells you who the person is, how old they are, what they have wrong with them, what kind of cancer. It tells you what life insurance company, what the rating of that life insurance company, which is real important. It tells you what percent they own of the policy, what the face amount of the policy. It tells you if it goes over, what it's going to cost them.
Okay.
So everything they need to know to be intelligent is right there on page 14.
And that's how people get involved, and that's how that is. That the first thing that they see with these policies, or
well, it's the first thing we send them.
Okay,
you know, after they've already said they want to go in that policy, then before we can close, and before they sign all the papers, they have to sign page 14.
Okay,
and that it's really important to them. That way, if they ever forget what we told them or what was in the policy, they go to page 14 after they get it, and they can look it up.
And it happens a lot, from what I understand. People do forget. They don't necessarily understand, especially like when they first come in and see you for the first time.
That's
right. It's a lot of information. They may go home, talk about it with their spouse, and then may need to come back a couple times.
That's exactly right. So we want them to be sure they know what they're doing, be sure you know they have the money for this type of investment, and that they understand what the risks are. The risks are it could go over. If the policy went over, you know, they have to pay the premium, and that's a fair deal. They also have to know it is not liquid during that time it's invested. So they have to have other emergency money. And I talk to them about that all the time. How much money do you have for emergencies? If you don't have emergency money, you can't do business with us.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a risk.
Sure.
Because somebody... they'll come back and say, "Oh, I need $50,000 back." Well, where's that $50,000 you told me you had?
Yeah.
You know? So we're very careful about that. We want to be sure that these people are accredited. I want to be sure they have the money they say they do.
And it's not just to, to have a whole bunch of rules that people need to follow. It's really to protect the investor.
Well, that's right. We need to protect the investor. All the authorities expect us to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they also, we have that questionnaire, you know. How much money do you make? We're not asking because we want to know.
Yeah.
It's just part of the deal. It says, and what is your net worth? What is your household income? Those things are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that come to us, you know, most of them do have an IRA or they have a 401k. And they want to advance it where they can retire.
Sure.
And they all want to retire with a lot more money than they've got today.
No, who doesn't? Yeah.
I mean, you know. Somebody 50 years old is not ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough money. That reminds me, all these policies that we are talking about for right now, they're all young people.
Really? Young, like how young?
The youngest guy was 35.
Really?
But there's some 45 and 53-year-olds also.
That is young.
It is. But cancer is no respect of age.
Right. And that's a good thing to point out. You say all the time that there is a big difference between being elderly and being sick.
That's exactly right. You know, a lot of people are 85, 90 years old. But that doesn't mean that they are sick.
Yeah.
It means that they are elders, and they may last 100 or 95. And we cannot take that risk.
Yeah.
You know, we've got one of those left that's still real old. And as soon as that's over, I think I'm going to have a picnic. Because we do not want anyone elderly on our pay deal because they might last forever.
Yeah.
The premiums are high. They're not sick. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
So we want someone that's really ill that we can help.
Yes.
And we can help them, and we can help our customers.
Exactly.
And people procrastinate. We hardly ever talk about that. But the more you procrastinate, the less you're going to make with us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make something like these people just made, you know, 25% in 12 months, you have to be on the bandwagon.
Yeah. You got to get started.
You have to get started. You can't just talk about it all the time.
Right.
You know?
It's like a domino effect. The sooner you start, the more money you're going to make in your first policy, which means the faster you can turn it around and invest in a second policy and a third and a fourth. And
that's
the faster
exactly
you get
right.
Going.
And, you know, when you see that you're making from 30 to 100,000 a year, you know, it'll get your attention.
Sure. Yeah. And I suppose probably another thing that gets people's attention is when they look at their statements, if they're investing in the stock market, I'm sure that's probably one of the things that causes people to come in and see you.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when you're in the stock market and it's up and down every day,
mm-hmm.
And it depends if the broker needs to make some money. He may be churning it a little bit. You know, in New York, they do that.
Yeah.
They churn your account, which is illegal, just to make more commission.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, you know, a tried and true method that would make you money, but it's not.
They're not always out for the investor's best interest.
No. Sometimes they're not, and it's a sad deal.
Yeah.
Because they're going to retire. They're going to have the yacht and the European vacations.
Yeah.
And out here in the farmland, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just going to be like we were, ordinary people.
Yep.
But we can retire a lot wealthier than we are today.
Yeah.
And hopefully have enough income for the rest of their life if they're investing conservatively and making money every year.
Yeah. And this is really probably one of the most conservative, probably one of the safest ways to invest, because you know what is projected for the timeline. You know what is projected as your return. And so at this point, you start investing, and it's almost just a waiting game.
It is. It's just waiting to see when they will come in, mm-hmm. and how much you made.
No need to get up at 3 a.m. worrying, oh, my gosh, am I up? Am I down?
We have people that, when they were in the stock market, they literally got up at midnight and had to check their portfolio.
Yeah.
They were so worried about it. So this takes out a lot of that worry.
Yeah, it takes out a lot of the stress.
You don't have all that stress and all that worry.
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
Yeah.
Our people, all they have to do is see if they can get in the next policy.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have enough money? And right now, they're going to have enough money because of Whitworth.
Yes.
So, the next year, we can have them in another policy and have them making as much as they made before.
Mm-hmm. And you got plenty of policies available right now.
We have a lot of policies available. If people will just call, come over, make that appointment, we'll show them what we have. Get them in some policy and get them making money.
So if people are thinking about this and they're at that point now where they've decided, okay, we're going to go make an appointment, we're going to go talk to Faye, what do they need to do? What kind of documents do they
need?
They've
got to bring a statement. Let's see what we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have $200,000, $500,000? As you know what our minimum is, it's $100,000. So they have to have at least that.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are going to have, in their retirement account, maybe $150,000 to
$500,000. Yeah.
And some of them have more than that. But anyway, they have to have enough to start. You can't start if you don't have some money.
Right.
So when they come, they need to bring their statement. Let's see what they've got. It may be for them. It may be for them and their wife. They both may want to make a change.
So when somebody first comes in and sees you, what kinds of things are they concerned about? What kinds of things? Because I'm sure people who haven't come seen you yet, they've got thoughts, they've got questions going through their mind. They're probably thinking to themselves, am I the only one who's thinking this? Are these dumb questions? Are these normal questions? So what kinds of things
do people... I always tell them, everything is normal.
Uh-huh.
There ain't anything they can't ask, because that's what I'm there for. They're supposed to ask questions. If they don't, I would be scared of them. I'd go, uh-oh. They're not very smart.
No,
when they come, they're going to want to know how safe is their money. That's a good question. How safe will my money be? What are the risks?
Mm-hmm.
What bank is it going in? Who do I make the check to? And we go over that. You cannot make the check to us.
Never.
It has to be to the bank. How long investment is? A lot of people ask that. How long will my money be tied up? Well, most of the time, it's about 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them come in early.
Yeah.
And if you need to take some money out, you can. But remember, these are IRAs. If you take it out before 59 and a half, there's a penalty of 10% plus your taxes. So most people don't want to do that in the first place. But I've had people say, I need a new pickup. I'll take it out of my IRA. That's an expensive way to do it.
Yeah.
You need other money other than your IRA to buy a new pickup.
Yeah, you get hit with taxes.
And you do, and penalties.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of questions. How soon will my money double? Well, it takes about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overnight. They ask, how much do I have to put in each policy? That's up to you, but I'm going to make a recommendation. I'm going to tell you what I think you ought to do, Because I don't like to put anything less than $50,000 in a policy.
How do you determine that? Say you've got a policy worth, I don't know, what would a policy be worth?
$1 million, yeah.
So then you've got, say, 10, I'm just throwing out random numbers here, so make an adjustment if it's not accurate. Say you've got 10 folks who want to invest, or 10 slots as
sure.
you might have. How do you determine, is it broken up in equal amounts, or is it specified per
investor?
No,
it's usually... What the person's account's worth.
Okay.
If we're getting down to the end, I might not want to put but $25,000 in a policy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one that really looks good to me, I might say, let's do $100,000.
Okay.
Because it's going to be different on every policy.
Yeah.
And it's going to it depends who they are. I'm going to look at their account. I'm going to look at them and say, okay, this is what that person needs to put in.
Okay.
There's been times... they didn't put enough. And there's been times I thought it was too much. Right. If it's too much, I'll tell them.
So you'll guide people right through the process the whole way.
I try to guide them through it. On this one that we just did, I limited it to $45,000, $50,000. Nobody could put any more than that in.
Why is that?
Because the premium. Because I didn't have enough room for enough people in it, mm-hmm. and I didn't want them to have to owe a lot if it came due early.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it came due late.
Yeah. And one thing that I think we should mention real quick is that you put some of your own money into some of these policies.
I just did. I just did.
You only do that if there is available space. You don't take money out of clients.
No, I don't. And these short ones this week, I sure wanted to, let me tell you. But they were closing so fast, there was not any extra room. But on that one, the one that the people missed, I actually went in and bought a large amount of it.
Really?
Yeah. Like $175,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So that tells you
on
something.
On one policy?
On one policy.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. People don't have to invest that much.
But I did.
But you did. You see things then in these policies that you think, hey, I'm going to make some money here.
Yeah. I mean, when it's all over this guy and people said, oh, Faye, I don't like that policy. I said, I'll just buy all that.
Yeah.
And I did.
Wow.
So I make the money on that one.
That's great. It's nice to know that, you know, you know these policies enough, you know how the process works enough that you're comfortable putting your own money in. Because a lot of people would take the approach of do as I say, not as I do. And so that's really a great testament to what you're doing.
Well, you know, the policies, I think every one that we do are good. Mm-hmm. I really do. Once we get out of the people that are 100, then it'll be really smooth sailing, you know, because I love the policies that we buy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and that's the thing also is if it was on your desk, then it's a good policy. It wouldn't be
Absolutely.
On your desk if it wasn't.
That's right. And I have to remind people that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, remember, I recommended this to you.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be a good policy.
Yeah. It's not like you just went and plucked some at random.
That's right. But, you know, remember also, we bought some policies from someone else a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we're not quite out of those yet. So those have not been as good as the ones we do.
Yeah.
It tells you to always do your own policies.
Yeah.
Don't buy them from some other clown.
Do your own research.
That's right. Do your own research.
Exactly.
When I do my own research, I do much, much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep it all in-house. You know what you're doing.
That's exactly right.
Excellent. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And every morning around this time, or every Saturday morning, we start getting into trivia. And I think we should go ahead and start doing some Saturday morning trivia.
I think we should, too. Our trivia is so good this morning. Now, you're not a typical Texan, mm-hmm. so I have to allow for that today.
That's a nice way to put it.
Isn't that a nice way to put it? Let me tell you a little bit. Something we have in Texas that we're all really proud of is the State Fair of Texas.
Okay.
It is a big thing in Texas, okay? The State Fair of Texas started in 1886.
Really?
It's been here every year except during World War I and World War II. They had to use it for the troops during that time. Other than that, it's been there every year. In Texas, it starts last week in September, and it runs for 24 days.
Really?
The school children of Texas all get one day off to go to our fair.
Now, that doesn't happen anywhere else.
No. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It has the world's largest roller coaster.
Ooh.
A Ferris wheel, excuse me. Uh-huh. Has the world's largest Ferris wheel. It has a car show. To beat none. Huge car show.
Love car shows.
They have a dog show. They still do, it's as sophisticated as Dallas, Texas. They still do the women's part where they give them the blue ribbons for their jellies and their jams and all of this.
Love those things.
I do too. They have the quilts. They have the baby chickens, ducks, and the pigs.
Really?
Yes.
How great.
I mean, but the greatest thing about our fair is Big Tex. Have you ever heard of Big Tex?
I don't know what that is.
All right. Big Tex is bigger than you and I and anybody around. He's huge. He's 52 feet tall.
Really?
Big Tex is 52 feet. And when he started out.
Oh, wow.
There's a picture of him. Big Tex was originally in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
He was a Santa Claus in 1949. And these people used him. And they say the novelty wore off, and they wanted to sell him. So they came to Texas Fair, and they said, look, we'll take $750 for him. It's
really?
Outrageous. I mean, $700 for this thing.
Wow.
So in 1952, we got our Big Tex. He was a giant cowboy, and it changed the state fair forever. He made his debut in October of that year, and they made changes to his face and his body. But remember, this is in the 50s, and this artist, Jack Bridges, was hired to update him. He used a photograph of his face, the face of a rancher named Doc Simmons, and a photograph of Will Rogers to make the face.
Really? And he kind of morphed them all together.
Morphed them all together. Then in 1953, they made a voice for him. So in 53, Big Tex started talking. And over the years, there's been six different men have been the voice of Big Tex.
Really?
Uh-huh. So he says, howdy, in that big booming voice, more than 60 times a day.
Wow.
It is a big deal. Then in 1997, they rebuilt him. And 4,200 feet of steel rods.
Really?
Then in 2000... they began to make his arms wave. So he started moving in 2002.
Uh-huh.
In 2001, people spent $21 million on food and amusements at the State Fair of Texas.
That's a lot of food.
Now, in 2002, Big Tex turned 50. So they gave him an all-new wardrobe. I mean, it just got better and better. But let me give you the dynamics of Big Tex. He weighs 6,000 pounds.
Wow.
He wears a 75-gallon hat measuring 5 feet tall.
Wow.
Just his hat.
That's massive.
His shirt is from the Williamson-Dickey Company in Dallas. His chest is 30 foot with a shirt that has a 100-inch neck, 181-inch long sleeves. This is 600 times larger than the shirts they sell in their stores.
Wow.
The buttons are 3.5 inches in diameter.
That's a big button.
3.5 inches. And the shirts contain 70 yards of blue denim.
That's amazing.
And 80 yards of awning material.
Awning material?
It has to be tough out there in the sun.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It took 2 weeks and a team of 8 workers to make the shirt. Can you imagine how big it is? His belt is 23 feet long with a 50-pound belt buckle.
Wow.
This is a big old boy, isn't he? His pants are 284 waist by 185 length. The rivets are 3.5 inches in diameter. The inseam is 200 inches.
Oh, my.
The fly is 56 inches long, and his pants weigh a total of 65 pounds.
Goodness gracious.
And it takes a week just to sew the pants.
Wow.
His boots are a size 70.
Oh.
And it takes 7 people and a crane just to stand him up.
You know, I was going to ask how they move him and get him around.
It takes a crane every year to put him up. Now, in 2012, he burned to the ground.
What?
Yes, he caught fire, and he burned, and they had to redo Big Tex completely.
Oh.
They gave him a prettier face, all kinds of new things, in addition to things he already could do. And then they fired the guy that had been doing him all these years and hired someone else.
What?
It's a tragedy.
It's full of twists and turns.
It really is. But can you imagine... everybody that goes to, that's the first thing you see at our fair, is this huge big Texan.
I got to get over and see that.
It is a marvelous deal.
It's amazing that this all started with Santa Claus that they bought for $750.
Yeah, because these people didn't want it.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we'll take him. And they made a big text out of him. And he's just become more famous every year.
Wow. I got to get over there.
And then they had to make new pants for him, new shirt. He needed a new shirt.
Sure.
And then when he burned, again, they had to remake him completely.
Yeah.
But it's a marvelous thing to see.
That is amazing.
And the other thing about our state fair, you know, we have the, and I don't know if you know this, Fletcher's Corny Dogs that are so, so famous. And, you know, they're from Denton, Texas.
Really?
And the secret to the corny dogs is in a granary up there in Denton, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a secret formula.
Really?
But the amazing thing about the fair is every year they come out with a new product, a new fried product. They've had fried butter. They've had fried ice cream. They've
fried
had everything. Oh, yeah, they've done everything in the world. Every year they come out with a new product, but it has to be fried.
I've never heard of fried butter.
Oh, yes, they had that. As I said, they've had fried ice cream, Coke. Every year it's something new and imaginative.
Wow.
Yes.
I've seen like fried Oreos and fried Twinkies, but...
Yes, they did the fried Oreos too. They're big on that.
Oh, those are delicious.
And, you know, they have their own monorail there. It's an amazing thing, everything they have at the State Fair.
Wow, I got to get over there.
Texas does things bigger and better than anybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you have to be... in Texas to enjoy all these things.
Yeah, you're not going to find anything like this in Delaware.
No, you won't. Most states wouldn't even know how to do all this.
No.
It's a wonderful place, and I especially love the dog show.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love dog shows.
I do, too. And, of course, the car show is not slouchy.
Yeah.
They have some really exotic cars there.
That'd probably be my favorite.
Yes. I mean, they're beautiful cars.
I imagine you see more than what you would see, like, you know, like 67 Mustangs and things like that. I imagine you probably see everything that ever was created.
That's right. And you're going to have every kind there ever was. Probably. They probably still bring the Model Ts over and some of that, you know, for nostalgia there.
Yeah.
But it is a magical place.
That's great. It's all at the State Fair.
State Fair of Texas.
That's fantastic.
All right. Let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that one more time.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies, data from past investments. You can find testimonials. And speaking of testimonials, one thing, yes, I want to bring up real quick is that a lot of folks that come invest with you were referred to by other folks that you've been doing business with.
That's right. I had people this week referred in.
Really?
Their friends had told them about us, and so they came in. Almost everybody that comes to us is a referral from somebody that's happy, that's invested with us.
That's a great testament right there.
It is, because I'd rather have somebody tell them, you know, from their words, you know, how they've enjoyed investing with us and what they're doing, what they're making, rather than me just telling them about it.
Sure, yeah.
And as I said, almost everybody does come from referrals.
That's great. Okay, so real quick before we wrap up, if somebody's thinking about coming to invest with you, what do they need to do?
They need to first make that appointment, quit procrastinating. Let's see what they have, what they're worth, where their investments are, and what we can do. If we can move it, we will be glad to do it for them. Sometimes if you work for a big company, they say not to you, either die or quit.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of them say it's vested and you can move the money. So these are all things we have to look at to see what we can do.
Great. And the phone number for those who want to make an appointment?
It's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.